一起摸到。
Let's play songs。
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin with our morning service。
我们一起唱诗七十首。
Let us sing hymn 70。
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace you, brothers and sisters。
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这个安息圣日啊，我们可以一起聚集来这里领受神所应许的福气。
By God's grace, we are gathered here in the Holy Sabbath day to receive the blessings promised by God。
啊，在今天啊安息日的早上啊，想要跟大家分享的题目是推倒兑换银钱的桌子。
Our topic for mutual encouragement this morning is overturning the exchanger's table.
那我们一听到这个推倒这个桌子啊，推倒这个兑换银钱的桌子，我们第一个想到的是什么
？So what do we actually think when we hear the words overturning the exchanger's table?
那如果我们对圣经有一点熟悉的话，我们就会马上联想到的是耶稣如何洁净圣殿。
If we have some familiarity with the Bible, we will think about Jesus purifying the temple.
那耶稣洁净圣殿的事迹啊，在四 福音当中都有记载。
Now for this specific event, it is recorded in all four Gospels.
那但是我们可能在读的时候啊，比较没有注意到的是，这件事情发生过两次。
However, what we might not have realized when we read is that this actually happened twice.
啊，因为我们知道四福音很多记载是重复的。
We know that many things overlap and repeat themselves in the four Gospels.
啊，所以如果没有注意的话，可能会以为它是同一件事情。
So if you do not pay attention, you might think that this is the same as recording another gospel.
啊，但在记载当中，其实从主耶稣一出来做工。他就有洁净过一次圣殿。
Nonetheless, when Jesus started his ministry, he once purified the temple.
那接着到他最后的一个礼拜啊，最后要离开世界的之前啊，工作完成之前，他又再一次的洁净圣殿。
Likewise, at the end of his ministry, during his last week, he also purified the temple once again.
所以我们可以甚至可以说，主耶稣的工作是从洁净圣殿开始，在洁净圣殿。作为结束。
So we can say that Jesus' work starts from cleansing the temple and ends in cleansing the temple.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第二章。
Listen to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
Gospel of John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章的第十三节
，John chapter two verse 13。
十三节，犹太人的逾越节见了耶稣，就上耶路撒冷去。十四节
，14。
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。十五节
，15。
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱。推翻他们的桌子，第十六节。
16。
又对卖鸽子的人说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的店。”十七节。
17。
他的门徒就想起经上记着说：“我为你的店，心里焦急，如同火烧。”那这里记载的是主耶稣第一次的洁净圣殿。
This recording the first instance of cleansing the temple.
那我们在看这件事情之前，要先对它的历史背景有一点了解。
And before this, this is good for us to have a good understanding.
为什么在敬拜神的殿中会出现牛羊鸽子呢
？Why is it that there are sheep, cattle, and other animals in the temple？
啊，为什么在神的殿中会出现兑换银钱的人呢
？Why is there money exchange happening within the temple of God？
那主要是因为在那时候有。犹太人他们四散在各处。
The main reason is that the Jews were scattered around the land.
啊，在他们的国家灭亡之后。
And after their kingdom was destroyed.
哦，按照预言，犹太人在万民当中被抛来抛去。
According to the prophecies of God, the Israelites were wandering from nation unto nation.
那它的结果就是在世界各地啊，在各处都有犹太人以及他们的后裔。
So the result was that the Jews were scattered among the nations like their descendants.
那但是这些犹太人他们的信仰传承是非常坚定的。
Nonetheless, the Jews placed great emphasis on passing on of their
faith. 所以即使是他们是在外邦地成长的第二代
，So although they grew up as a second generation,
甚至第三代
，even a third generation,
他们都知道要回到耶路撒冷来拜神。
They knew the importance of returning to Jerusalem for worship.
所以因为这样的缘故，每年尤其是节期的时候，有耶路撒冷都有很多从各地归来的侨民来这里献祭拜神。
This is why during the year, especially during the festivities, the Jews will return to Jerusalem to offer up their sacrifices.
而按照律法的规定。
And according to the establishment of the law,
他们来到神的面前，要照自己的能力献上牛或是羊如果没有钱，就献鸽子。
They will come before God, and according to their potential, they will offer oxen, sheep, or doves if they were poor.
但是因为他们都是从遥远的地方回来的
，but because all of them came from faraway lands,
所以不可能从自己家乡牵着一只牛这样子几百里的来把它牵到圣殿。
It will be highly unlikely that they brought their sheep or their cattle out from hundreds of miles to the temple.
因此应运而生的就是这种新兴的产业。
So this is how this happened to come about as a tradition.
那这种产业就是为那些远道而来的人在圣殿外面提供 那种献祭的牲畜。
So this item, this animals were provided as a convenience for those from foreign lands.
啊，兑换银钱的人也是一样。
And the same thing applies for the money exchangers.
因为那时候他们从各地回来都带着各地的钱币。
Due to the fact that they carry different currencies because they live in different countries.
啊，但是圣殿所收的只有一种。
The temple only accepted one of them.
哦，所以他们为了要奉献。
So in order to offer their offerings.
或者是为了要购买这些献祭的东西。
Or in order to purchase the things to offer to God.
啊，所以他们就会就需要有人跟他们兑换，做那个兑换钱币的工作。
They would need currency exchange of some sort.
而这些人呢，兑换钱币的人则从中间赚取一些经手的差额的利润。
So these people who did currency exchange will earn out of the commission during the trading.
啊，所以这个是圣殿外面在圣殿这里有生意的由来。
So this is the reason why there is some sort of trade and commerce in the temple.
为了人的方便。
First of all, for the convenience of people.
啊，但是我们看到说主耶稣第一件出来的事就是洁净圣殿。
But then we see that what Jesus does first is to cleanse the temple.
啊，离开之前还是再度的洁净圣殿。
And before departing, he does the same.
啊，这告诉我们说，在神的心中，在主耶稣心中啊，这个圣殿的圣洁的重要性。
So this tells us that within the mind of Jesus Christ, the purity of the temple is highly important.
啊，有时候在人的方便之下
，sometimes out of the convenience，
我们会不知不觉当中啊，来妥协了这个神圣殿的洁净。
Unconsciously and unknowingly, we sometimes compromise the purity of the temple.
以致主耶稣要连续两次的来做这样的工作。
To the point that Jesus had to perform this cleansing twice.
那同时这也告诉我们。
Now at the same time we know.
你看从主耶稣一开始就做过这一件事情。
From the time when Jesus starts doing this.
到离开之前还得再做一次。
Until the time he needs to do this again when he is about to depart.
那告诉我们说这个。主耶稣离开之后，在主耶稣洁净完第一次之后啊，这个人啊，又慢慢的重新把这样的事带回圣殿当中。
It tells us that after being purified, the people started to bring these traditions back to the temple.
那这个就是罪恶的卷土重来。
And this is the replaying of the sinful nature of man.
好，再一次重新进到神的殿中。
Which again enters and contaminates the temple.
再重新的一次进到人的心中。
Once again, it's rooted in the hearts of man.
啊，所以我们要很小心。
So let us be careful.
我们今天得到神的恩典。
Today when we receive God's blessing.
我们今天认识到过去的错误。
When we know our past mistakes.
我们今天洗礼脱去过去黑暗的生活。
We are baptized and put aside our sinful and life of darkness.
我们今天靠耶稣开始走这条全新的道路。
When we rely on Christ, we start to walk this new heavenly way.
是的，我们在光明当中。
It is true that we walk under the light.
是的，我们不活在黑暗里面。
It is true that darkness is past.
但是黑暗总是不断的找机会，希望重新的进入我们的生活里面。
But darkness is incessantly creeping into our lives.
而如果我们不小心
，and if we are not alert.
啊，如果我们如果放松了
，if we relax our standards.
啊，在不知不觉当中啊，这个做买卖的心呐、啊，就这种事情又要再一次回到我们的心中来。
And knowing that the action of exchanging money within our hearts returns to us.
啊，再一次污秽我们的心。
And again.Pollutes our hearts.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，我们的心啊，就是神的殿。
The Bible says that our hearts is the temple.
啊，所以我们要不断的警醒。
So we need to be alert.
主耶稣帮我们清洁过了。
Jesus cleansed our hearts.
啊，我们就要保持他的圣洁。
And our duty is to keep it holy.
啊，不要给魔鬼，不要给罪恶再次留下地步。
And not let a foothold for Satan and for sin.
啊，所以我们刚刚在读的这一段记载当中。
So now just as we read this passage.
啊，在约翰福音第二章。
In John chapter 2.
我们在这里看到有几种不一样的人。
We see that there are different characters.
啊，在这不一样的人当中有不同的反应。
And among these different people, there are different reactions.
那我们就从这些不同的反应当中来看有什么我们可以作为洁净的。
So let us see from the reaction what spiritual teachings we can extract from the
passage. 那在这里我们看到的第一组人就是这些做买卖的商人。
The first group of people are the merchants.
那这些商人呐、啊。啊，在圣殿当中做买卖。
And these merchants were conducting commerce within the temple.
啊，其实做买卖有错吗
？But is it bad to trade?
哦，有做一点生意维持自己的生活所需有错吗
？Is it bad to do trade to to make a living?
啊，当然是没有错啦。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with it.
商人 旧本逐利啊，就是你拿你的本钱投资本钱赚点利润是天经地义的事情啊。
Because there is something obvious and something acceptable that a businessman puts an investment and his principal into a certain business and expects a return.
好，所以做生意本身是没有问题的。
Therefore, doing commerce, there is nothing wrong with it.
但是今天问题在哪里
？But where does the problem reside today？
今天的问题在他们把这个生意呀。带进了神的殿中。
The problem is that they brought their business into the temple.
啊，相信他们一开始不是在殿中的。
And we believe that in the beginning they were not inside the temple.
哦，就像我们刚刚讲，这个是因为有需要哈，有 demand， 所以有 supply 哈，有需有供需的问题。有人需要就有人提供。
As we said before, this happened to come about because of demand and supply.
所以他们原本在外面做生意。
So in the beginning, they were conducting their business
outside. 他们所提供的是给人的方便。
And they provide a service for convenience of others.
所以本身并没有什么太大的问题。
So in its essence, there is not such a big problem.
问题在哪里？
But where is the real problem?
问题在随着他们的做生意。
The problem is that along with their business,
他们逐渐的转移自己的地方。
They slowly change their location.
从外面
and started out from the outside.
进到外殿
entering into the courts, the outside of the temple.
好，再进到殿外
and then right at the entrance of the temple.
到最后进入了殿中
and in the end they were within the temple.
好，问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
问题在他们把这种追逐利益的方法带进了神的家中。
The problem is that they brought the manner to earn a profit into the house of God.
以致到最后神责备他们啊。
And in the end, God reproached them.
神没有说你们提供给大家方便很好。
God did not say, I bless you because you provide convenience to your
brothers and sisters. 神没有说你们为大家做这些事情应有爱心。
I am glad that you show such love for your brethren.
神说你把神祷告的殿当作了贼窝。
God said, you have made my house of prayer a cave of thieves.
神的殿里面的重点在哪里？
So what is the main point of the temple?
是神所同在的地方。
This is a place of abidance of God.
信徒来到神殿的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of believers
coming to the temple? 是来到神面前祷告。
It is to come before God and pray.
所以今天不管是什么原因，
So today, no matter why,
不管有什么理由，
no matter what reason or
excuse you have, 当我们进到神的殿中开始追逐利益，
when you enter into the temple to earn your own profit,
当我们把神的殿里面这个纯正的敬拜里面掺杂上个人的利益，
when you mix the uprightness of the temple of God with your own benefit,
你就把神的殿当作贼窝了。
Then you have converted God's temple into a cave of thieves.
所以我们来到神的殿要单纯。
So when we come to God, we need an innocent heart.
你来这里做什么？
Why have you come here?
你为什么在这里？
Why are you here?
你要从这得到什么？
What are you seeking to gain?
如果你来这里是没有找到神，
if you come here and do not find God,
如果你在这里不是为了信仰，
if you are here not for your faith,
那你的信那你所追在这里所追求的当中就有掺杂。
Then there is something mixed within your motivation.
当你失去了这个单纯的信仰，
you lose the innocence of your faith.
当你所看到的每一个信徒头上都好像画了一个钱的印记，
and when you see a dollar sign on the face of every believer,
好像每一个人都是你赚钱的机会，
meaning that they are a potential source of income for you,
那你就不是来到神的殿中了。
Then you have not come to the temple of God.
在你心中，这里就是贼分配赃物的地方。
In your heart, this is a place to make profit.
我们来看一下，我们来看一下阿摩斯书第四章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书第四章。
Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书第四章的第五节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 5.
第五节这里说，任你们献有效的感谢祭，把甘心祭宣传报告给众人，因为这是你们所喜爱的。在这里说以色列人来拜神，
It is here that when the Israelites worship God,
但是他们来拜神的动机并不单纯。
Their motivation is not pure.
他们在敬拜的事上有所掺杂，
because there is a conflict of interest in their worship.
使得最后他们的献祭都没有达到神的面前。
So that in the end, their offerings do not reach the presence of God.
我们今天来聚会也是一样。
Today when we come to service, the same thing
applies. 我们把这个时间拿出来了。
We put our time aside.
我们知道这是神所吩咐的。
And we know that this is the commandment of God.
神所应许赐福的。
This is the promise of the blessing of God.
所以我们来到这里敬拜神。
So we come to here to worship.
但是我们今天敬拜的动机不单纯。
But if our motivation is not pure.
啊，我们敬拜是有自己的利益在里面。
If we have our own interests mixed with them，
啊，那这样这种掺杂的信仰啊，就不能够使我们从神那里得到祝福。
Then this a polluted mixed type of faith cannot make us receive blessings from God。
所以圣经里面一再的提醒我们。
So once and once again, the Bible reminds us that we need to be careful。
他说，在提摩太后书告诉我们说，提摩太前书告诉我们说，贪财是万恶之根。
First Timothy says that money is the root of our evil。
这个不是只有对，是对每对每个人的生活当中所讲。
And this applies to the lives of everyone。
教导我们要懂得知足。
Telling us that we need to be to learn to how to be content。
更进一步的是告诉我们说，来到神的殿中。
But taking a step further, when we come to the temple of God。
我们思想要单纯。
We have to have a pure mind。
我们动机要单纯。
Our motivation has to be pure。
我们目的要单纯。
And our purpose has to be pure as well。
因为当你失去这个单纯的心。
Because when we lose this innocence of the heart。
你的敬拜就失去了价值。
Then your worship loses value。
你的聚会就不会蒙神所喜爱。
And your gathering in the temple of God is not pleasing to God's eyes。
你来到神的殿中，神却不认识你。
You come to God's temple, but you are not known by God。
所以我们今天来到殿中要重新思想一下。
So today when we come to God's house, we must think again。
我们今天到神的家中是所为何来
？Why do we come to the house of God？
我之前曾经遇到一个姐妹。
Once I met a certain sister。
一个姐妹她。很早就来美国了。
Who came to the United States early on？
因为他所住的地方没有教会。
Now she lived in a place where there was no church。
所以他几十年来都没有聚会。
So for a decade or so, she didn't come to service。
他后来也结婚了。
And、then she married。
先生没有信主。
To a person who was not a believer。
就是过了这么多年没有聚会的生活之后。
And after living a life of without service for so many years。
有一天他在工作的时候。
Once when she was at work。
他看到他的工作。他是做快，他收到了一张支票。
She received a certain check。
从他的客人来的支票。
Which was from one of her customers。
他在整理这支票的时候，就看到上面的那个 title 看到上面的那个支票发支票人的地址跟名字。
And when she saw at the person who wrote the check and his or her address。
看到那支票上面写 True Jesus Church， 写真耶稣教会
It was actually coming from the True Jesus Church。
因为他不知道那个真，因为他是在台湾信主的。
And because this sister believed in Taiwan。
所以他也不知道我们教会的英文翻译是什么。
She didn't know what the name in English of the True Jesus Church was。
只是听了觉得说，这个很有可能哦。
She just thought maybe this is it。
所以他就很紧张的拿了电话。打了一个电话照着那个号码打了一个电话。
So very anxiously she called the number of the church。
然后问说这个是真耶稣教会吗
？And asked is this the true Jesus church？
对方说是。
And the other side of the phone they said yes it is。
在电话里面就哭了。
And then she wept on the phone。
她说她找教会找好久了。
Saying that she looked for the church for a long time。
她都不知道这里有教会。
But she didn't know there was a church here。
那从那之后她就开始每次都有来聚会。
From that moment on she started participating in service。
她的先生就很好奇。
And her husband was very curious.
奇怪，这么多年来，我太太从来没有去任何教会。
And he thought to himself, my wife didn't go to church ever.
怎么会突然呢，开始这么热衷了呢
？Why is it that suddenly she becomes so zealous?
所以这个先生就跟着她来教会几次。
So then the husband accompanied the wife to church for a couple of times.
来了几次之后呢
？And after visiting several times.
有一次他先生跟她说
The husband told the wife.
这个教会不行啊。
I don't approve of this church.
这个教会人不够多。
Because it does not have enough people.
你这个人不够多你在里面生意拉不了多少
And if there aren't enough people, you cannot really conduct a successful business.
为什么会有这种观念
？So why did he have such a mentality?
为什么会有这种想法
？Why did he think in such a way?
因为在许多，因为有在。因为在这么多的基督教派里面
，because among so many Christian denominations，
在很多的教派当中，我们看到是有人是抱着要去做生意来到教会。
We see that many people go to church to conduct their business。
为什么
？Why？
因为教会是人多的团体
Because there is a gathering of many people。
我们都说教会是我家
And we say the church is our home。
教会是要弟兄姐妹
The church is where the brothers and sisters。
教会要讲爱心
And the church talks about love。
所以久而久之变成在教。教会里面变成一个很好做生意的场所。
So as time goes by, the church seems to be a suitable place for business.
以致我们有时候看到有些人来到教会第一件事就是开始发名片。
To the point that sometimes we see that when people come, the first thing is to do is to distribute their business cards.
做房地产的啦。
And the real estate agents do this.
我还有遇到过一个是那个卖那个什么。 坟地的、
啊。I once met a person who sold plots of land to bury the dead.
他也发给我一张啊。
He also gave me one of his business cards.
他说早了点吧。
Saying 早。
Too early.
And I told him maybe it would be too early.
啊，所以我们看到说有时候啊，有时候人到教会来哈，有时候会带着一些不是很正确的观念。
So all in all, people come to church sometimes with not a pure motivation.
啊，以至于教会逐渐变成社会。
And slowly the church becomes no different from society.
哦，变成像社团。
It becomes like a social club.
啊，变成是来这里拉生意、交朋友的地方。
It's a place to find new potential customers and friends.
啊，以至于说这个姐妹的先生啊。他第一个感觉就是这样子。
Now coming back to the husband of the sister, his reaction was no different.
人不够多。
There are not enough people here.
你看那个白人教会。
Look at the church of the Caucasians.
2000多人。
They have a 2,000 plus membership.
有多少机会啊
？How much opportunity there is at the place?
有多少生意啊
？How much business you can earn there?
啊，当然这个姐妹没有理他。
Of course, the sister didn't pay attention.
这个姐妹说：“我找神，我找我们教会找了这么久。
She said, "I have sought for God for such a long time."
啊，终于让我回家了。
Now I am back home.
啊，但是因为她先生不是信徒。
But because her husband was not a believer.
哦，所以她不能理解。
He could not understand any of this.
啊，因为 why？ 因为不认识主，所以他们不理解。
Because they did not have a belief in God, they did not understand.
啊，这没有什么好说的。
And there is nothing really strange about it.
啊，但是如果我们今天认识主了。
But today, if we know God.
我们今天有了信仰。
If we have a faith in God.
我们今天明白信仰的价值，
and if we understand the true value of our faith,
结果我们来到教会也用这种外邦人的心态。
But we come to church and have the same mentality as non-believers.
那我们在神面前也没有什么好说的。
Then before God, then we have nothing to say.
好，所以我们今天不要成为这样的商人。
So let us not become this type of merchant.
不要让自己在不知不觉当中被利益所引导。把他带进教会里面来。
Let us not let interest and profit guide us into church with impure motivations.
你说你在外面有生意。
You say that you conduct business outside.
你有店面。
That you have a store.
你有餐厅。
That you have a restaurant.
你做各样的生意。
That you do this or that for a living.
没有问题。
There's nothing wrong with that.
这是尽本分努力工作。
And it is good because you do according to your might to make a living.
有信徒去你店里吃饭。
If a believer goes to your restaurant to eat.
你照表收钱。
Then you charge them as anyone else.
这个也是正常。
This is nothing strange.
一点问题都没有。
And there is nothing wrong with it.
但是今天如果你把这种生意的脑筋动到教会里面来。
But today if you bring this type of business like mentality into the church.
啊，把信徒变成你牟利的对象。
And see each believer as a potential customer.
啊，在教会里面试图做各样的买卖。
And you start conducting business and trade within the church.
这个叫做以敬虔。做得力的门路。
This is to use godliness in order to earn a profit.
那有时候我们会讲说，可是我是为信徒好啊。
But you might think, but I do this for the good of the members.
我提供他们赚钱的机会啊。
And I do this as an opportunity for them.
哦，是这样子吗
？Is it so?
好，我们看一下路加福音十六章。
Let us see Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章十三节
，Chapter 16, verse 13.
路加福音十六章十三节
，Luke chapter 16, verse 13.
十三节，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。这个是主耶稣对。百姓的交代。
This is what Jesus entrusted to the people.
啊，这是他告诉他们说，你们在人生当中要做选择。
Saying that within life you have to make a choice.
啊，是只有你可以选择神，或者是选择世界。
And there are only two choices. One is God, one the other one is the world.
啊，所以在这里他告诉我们，那个主耶稣告诉门徒。
And Jesus tells the disciples.
信仰要单纯。
Your faith must be pure.
选择神之后，就不要再去拥抱马门。
And after choosing God, do not go and and be called on the mammon.
哦，我们再一次讲，不是叫我们不要工作。
This is not saying that we should not work.
哦，赚钱是 赚钱有维持家庭的生活是本分。
Because having an income and making a living is our duty.
所以我们应该要有这个责任感啊，提供给我们家庭所需用的。
And we actually need the sense of responsibility to provide for our families.
但是在这里是一个取舍的问题。
But now it is a problem of choice.
是信仰跟世界当中的取舍。
It's the choice between our spirituality and the world.
所以主耶稣要我们在这里要做出正确的选择来。
So here Jesus wants us to make the right decision.
但是我们看法利赛人。
But let us see the reaction of the Pharisees. Verse 14.
14节说，法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话，就耻笑耶稣。15节。
15.
耶稣对他们说，你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道。因此耶稣在这里跟他们说啊。
Here Jesus Christ says,
法利赛人,
you Pharisees,
哇，你在人面前表现得非常虔诚。
Before God, you make yourself godly.
你开口闭口就是神的公义。
And when we talk, you talk about God's righteousness.
你一天到晚指责别人的错误。
You point out the shortcomings of others.
你抱着摩西律法压垮别人。
And you embrace the law of Moses to crush others.
但是你的心啊，神是知道的。
But God.Knows your heart.
所以我们今天来到神的面前呢。
So today when we come before God,
如果我们真的信有神
，if we believe that God exists,
我们今天来到神的殿中
，when we come to the temple,
我们如果知道神在这里
，and we know that God is here,
我们就不会说这种话
，then we will not speak in such a way.
表现得很公义
，we appear very righteous.
凡事带上爱心两个字
，and in everything we toss around the word love.
我是为你好
，I do it out of love for you.
我给你机会
，and I give you this opportunity.
帮你赚钱
，so that you can earn money.
来访问你
I come to visit you.
我关心你
Because I care for you.
但是你的心神却是知道的
But behind this, God knows your heart.
你为什么来访问
Why do you come to visit?
访问你说的是什么
What are the words you say?
你又带来了什么
And what do you bring?
你又叫对方跟你买什么
And what do you tell the other to buy from you?
你的心神却是知道的
God knows your heart.
所以我们今天如果怕神
So today if we fear God.
我们如果今天真的相信天地当中有一个主宰
If we know that God is the ruler of all.
我们知道是我们人生有神在两个眼睛在盯着我们
If we understand that whatever we do, God is watching.
我们就不敢随便乱来
Then we will not dare to do like we please.
不要把神的殿当作贼窝
Do not make the house of God a cave of thieves.
不要把参与圣工当作赚钱的机会
Do not make holy work an opportunity to make a profit.
不要以侍奉敬拜人侍奉的名义来为自己谋求好处
and do not earn a profit and seek your interest in the name of worshiping
耶稣说你的心神是知道的
Jesus says but God knows your heart
这是第一组人
this is the first type of people
这一组人为了好处
and this group for their own benefit
为了利益
for their own profit
逐步踏入了教会
slowly came into the church
将生意从外面带进殿中
and they brought out their business from outside into the confines of the temple
所以最后主耶稣把他们赶出去
so in the end Jesus expelled them
但是这里还有第二组人
but now there is the second group of people
我们再看回来约翰福音第二章
let's return to John chapter 2
约翰福音第二章
John chapter 2
约翰福音第二章
John chapter 2
我们看马可等一下11不然我们来看马可福音好了我们看一下路加福音19章啊。
Let us instead look at Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章的第45节。
Luke 19 verse 45.
路加福音十九章四十五节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 45。
这里说耶稣进了殿，赶出里头做买卖的人。四十六节。
46。
所以他们说，经上说，我的殿必做祷告的殿，你们倒使他成了贼窝了。四十七节。
47。
耶稣天天在殿里教训人，祭司长、文士、百姓的尊长想要杀他。好，那这里我们看到有第二组人。
Now we see the second group of people.
啊，这第二组人就是谁？就是祭司长、文士以及百姓的尊长。
Which is composed by the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people.
啊，这些人应该是属灵上的领导者。
Now these people should in theory be spiritual leaders.
啊，是百姓信仰上面的前锋。
Who are the pioneers of the faith of the people.
啊，是百姓所仰望、所听从的。
Those who are admired and respected by the people.
但是在这里说，他们却想杀耶稣。
But it says here that they sought to kill Jesus.
那为什么他们想要杀耶稣
？So what is the reason for this?
因为耶稣破坏了他们赚钱的机会。
It is because Jesus annulled their opportunity to make a profit.
我们刚刚讲到说，这些商人呐、啊，是逐渐进入了殿中的。
We mentioned that this merchant slowly went into the house of God.
但是他们为什么可以进去？
So why were they allowed to enter?
他们能够进入殿中啊，跟这些祭司长有直接的关系。
This is directly related to this group of people, the chief priests, the scribes, and the
leaders. 祭司长、文士、尊长原本是维持圣殿秩序的。
The chief priests and the scribes are supposedly in charge of maintaining the order of the temple.
是维持圣殿的圣洁的。
To uphold the integrity and the holiness of the temple.
但是今天他们为什么这些生意可以做到圣殿当中
？So why is it now that these merchants can come into the temple?
啊，这跟这些祭司长的容许有直接的关系。
This has to do with these people, the second group, permitting them to enter the temple.
为什么容许
？So why did they allow it?
因为他们有共同的利益。
Because they have a common interest.
因为他们可以从当中也分得他们那一份好处。
Because they could earn part of the money that these merchants earned.
好，所以因为利益的关系，所以他们结成一个利益的共同体。
Because of their interest, they gather themselves for one same purpose.
啊，以致到最后呢？因为利益使得神的殿当中啊乌烟瘴气。
And because of their conspiration, the church of God were filled with ungodliness and filth.
好，所以这个是神的殿呐、啊、被污秽哈、哦，祭司长、官长要负很大的责任。
And the polluting of the temple. Must be carried this responsibility by the chief priests and the scribes and the leaders.
所以神今天给予我们。赋予我们维持神殿圣洁的责任。
So today, if God has handed to us the responsibility of maintaining the order within the church,
如果我们不但没有维持他的圣洁
，if we do not keep the holiness of the church,
还自己参与其中
，and instead we earn a profit out of it,
到最后就是想杀耶稣。
Then in the end, your desire will be to kill Jesus.
我们不是真的会，我们信主的人怎么会想要杀耶稣呢
？How is it possible that a believer might want to kill Jesus?
但是当你的心中被利益所充满。
However, when your heart is filled with this impure thoughts,
你开始破坏神殿的圣洁。
And you start to destroy the holiness within the temple.
那你所做的就是想杀耶稣。
Then what you are doing is to desire to kill Jesus.
所以他们因为利益而忘记自己的责任。
So because of their own interests, they forgot about their responsibility.
以致他们在神的眼中啊，失去了他存在的价值。
And in the eyes of God, they lost the original value of things.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的五十六章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书五十六章的第七节。
Chapter 56, verse 7.
这里第七节是跟我们刚刚所念的同一节哦。
Which is the same verse that we just read.
第七节说：“ 我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。”他们的燔祭和平安祭在我的坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
在这里是神的期望。
This is the expectation of God.
你来到神的殿中。
When you come to the house of God,
你的献祭要蒙神悦纳。
Your offering must be pleasant to God.
你要在这里得平安。
If you want to receive peace,
你要在这里得到，你要在这里祷告神。
If you want to pray before God,
蒙神的悦纳。
And receive the acceptance.
这个地方要叫做万民祷告的殿。
This place shall be called the house of prayer for all nations.
但是我们看主耶稣怎么说。
But let's see what Jesus said.
这个殿却成了贼窝。
You have made my house a den of thieves.
为什么万民祷告的殿会成了贼窝？
How is it possible that the house of prayer for the nations become a den of thieves?
我们看第十节。
Let's see verse 10.
以赛亚书五十六章的第十节。
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10.
第十节说，他看守的人是瞎眼的，都没有知识，都是哑巴狗，不能叫唤，但知做梦、躺卧、贪睡。这个是神对当代的工人呐、对当代的圣殿的负责人一个很严厉的指责。
Verse 10 is a very severe reproach to the leaders of the church at that time.
原本应该是万民祷告的殿。
In its origin, this was the house of prayer for the nations.
但是看守的人是瞎眼的，是没有知识的。
Are blind and without knowledge.
被神称之为哑巴狗。
Who are called dumb dogs before God.
哑巴狗。
They are dogs who cannot bark.
狗是拿来看守的。
The dogs are supposed to be good watchers.
当然现在的狗不是这样子啦。
Of course, your pet at home might not be like that.
但是当以前的狗是拿来看家的。
But before dogs were used for patrolling.
所以一只不会叫的狗。
So as for a dog that cannot bark.
当坏人来了不会叫。
When a thief comes and it cannot bark.
小偷来了也不会叫。
When evil people come and it cannot bark.
哑巴狗没有用。
The dumb dog is absolutely useless.
今天看守神家的人。
Today, the people who watch after the house
of God. 就是我们每一位。
Which is all of us here.
如果我们今天有看到了问题。
If we see a problem.
却不做声。
But we make no sound.
甚至于自己也参入了。
Or furthermore, we participate in the problem we see.
这叫瞎眼的。
Then we are blind.
没有知识。
We are without knowledge.
在神眼里是哑巴狗。
And in the eyes of God, we are dumb dogs.
不会叫。
Who cannot bark.
没有用。
Who are useless.
丢出去。
Who should be cast out.
所以今天殿中的官长成为哑巴狗。
So now the leaders of the temple are dumb dogs.
所以他们没有用。
And they are useless.
神不要。
God does not want them.
我们今天不要做哑巴狗。
Today we should not be dogs that cannot bark.
当然不是说我们看到每一件事就要跳出来去指责别人。
It is not that when you see something, you should immediately jump and criticize everyone.
不是要跟大家大吵大闹。
It is not that you should accuse everyone you see.
而是要有智慧。
But you need wisdom.
第一，不要瞎眼。
And first, do not be blind.
要看得见。
But see clearly.
第二，要有知识。
Second, be wise.
能够分辨对错。
Have the knowledge of discerning evil and good.
同时要能够用正确的方法来处理问题。
At the same time, you should know to use the right methods and apply them to the right things.
所以今天殿中的官长因为失去了本分，所以他失去了身份。
Because the people, the leaders of the church lost their responsibility, they lost their identity.
那他们努力承接这个侍奉的工作，最后呢，也得不到福分。
And all their effort in receiving this task and this mission resulted in no blessings from God.
所以你认识你的本分吗？
Do you know your responsibility today?
你的本分是看守的人。
You are to be a watchman.
这是你的身份。
This is your identity.
你的身份是看守的人。
Your identity is to be a watchman for God.
你的本分是给予提醒。
Your responsibility is to warn and alert.
因着爱心的缘故。
Out of love.
我们要劝诫那些有错误观念的人。
We should exhort and encourage those who are wrong.
为了爱心的缘故。
Out of love.
为了他的信仰
，out of caring for their faith，
所以你要逐步帮助他，引导他走回正路。
You need to progressively and continually guide people onto the right path.
当你认识你的身份
，when you know your identity clearly，
当你尽了你的本分
，and when you fulfill your responsibility，
你在神面前就一定可以承接那所应许给你的福分。
Then before God, you will certainly receive the promise that was given to you.
所以不要做哑巴狗。
So do not be a mute dog.
但是要以智慧处理事情。
But instead, do according to wisdom.
我们再看回来约翰福音第二章。
Let us return to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章十三节。
John chapter 2 verse 13。
十三节说，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。十四节。
14。
看见殿里有卖牛羊鸽子并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。他们为什么坐在那里？
Why were they sitting there?
做生意嘛。
They were conducting business.
啊，为什么做生意？
So why they were conducting business?
啊，一定是有人来买嘛。
Because they had customers.
啊，因为有人来买，他们才会有利润可以赚啊。
Because they had customers, they could earn a profit.
啊，但是这里我们看到第三组人。
But then we see the third type of people. Third group.
我们第一组人是得利的商人。
The first group was the merchants who sought to earn a profit.
第二组人是瞎眼的官长。
The second group were the blind leaders who were supposed to be watchmen.
第三组人叫做麻木的百姓。
The third type of people are the people who are blind.
从小到大接受的信仰。
Because they were brought up in the faith.
从小到大对摩西五经的认识。对律法的摩西律法的认识。
They had a deep solid knowledge of the law of Moses.
他们难道不知道殿中不可以做买卖吗？
Do they not know that it is not allowed to conduct business within the temple?
他们难道不知道这个神的殿是圣洁的，是应该要称为祷告的殿吗？
Do they not know that this is the holy temple of God called the house of prayer for the nations?
知道啊。
They do know this.
但是知道为什么还会有在殿中做买卖的事？
So this, they have this knowledge. Why is it that business can still be conducted in the temple?
这就是为了人的方便。
And this is out of the convenience of people.
百姓因为自己的方便，
because the people wanted this convenience,
而先把他对神的敬虔以及对信仰的态度先摆到一边。
They decided to put aside their godliness and fear for God.
所以其实在这当中，百姓是官长是主谋，百姓是帮凶啊。
So within this whole event, we can see that the leader conspired and the people were also accomplices for the crime.
你以为你麻木就没有事情了吗？
Do you think that because you are blind, nothing happens to you?
你以为你不讲话就没有事情了吗？
Do you think that if you shut your mouth, the problem will go away?
这个叫做帮凶。
This is an accomplice.
为什么？
Why?
方便。
Because it is convenient to you.
因为方便。
Because it is helpful to you.
我不用从家里再拖一只牛来。
You think that you do not need to bring a cow out of your home.
我甚至不用从殿外面拖进来。
You do not even need to bring it from outside the temple into the temple to offer.
太方便了。
It is greatly convenient.
走到殿中。
You enter into the temple.
交钱。
You pay.
全自动化服务。
And everything is an automated service.
帮你牵牛，帮你宰杀，帮你献祭，你就早上在那个什么。在那个 vending machine 前偷钱就好了。
And it is as if you're in a vending machine, you just put the coin and see everything happen automatically for you.
有没有信仰的动作？
Is there any action of faith?
有。
Yes, there is.
有没有敬虔的实质？
Is there an essence of godliness?
没有。
There is not.
是不是献祭？
When the priest sacrifices.
是不是献祭？
Are they actually sacrificing?
不算。
This is not counted
as a sacrifice. 今天敬拜神不是只有那个表面那个动作做出来而已。
Therefore, today we do not only see the action of our worship.
哦，当你把那个动作做出来了。
When you perform the outward action.
但是你所用的代价是把神的殿变成贼窝。
But the price you are paying up is to convert the house of God into a den of thieves.
是的，不是你在做生意。
It is true that you did not conduct the business.
牛羊不是你带来的。
And that you did not bring the animals into the temple.
兑换钱币利润也不是你赚。
The profit and commission made out of the trade is not for you.
因为你的方便。
But because it was convenient to you.
因为你的麻木。
Because of your blindness.
以至于神的殿变成贼窝。
You have converted the house of God into a den of thieves.
百姓有没有责任？
Are the people responsible?
也有。
Yes, they are.
好，所以我们今天不要只是留，不要停留在那个信仰的表面的动作。
So today, let us not remain only in the outward action of our faith.
我聚会也来了。
I came to service.
我传在聚会的时候，我还乖乖坐在底下。
And during service, I was quietly listening to the sermon.
我也做笔记啊。
I even took notes.
我祷告也祷告很久啊。
When I pray, I pray for a long time.
这些都没有问题。
There's nothing wrong with this.
这些都是好的。
And all of this is good.
这也是应该的。
And this is what we all should be doing.
但是在我们这些信仰的动作之中。
But behind these actions of faith.
千万不要忘记了得到那个信仰的实质。
Let us not forget the essence that is hidden beneath.
在这一切的动作里面。
Within all these actions that we do.
以敬畏神为实质。
Let us make the fearing of God as the basis of all.
所以我们今天不要成为一个麻木的以色列人啊。
So let us not become dull and blind Israelites.
今天如果以色列人啊，对这件事情很敏感。
If the Israelites were very sensitive to this matter.
哇，一听到在圣殿里面 做买卖就很生气。
As soon as they heard about business within the temple, they will be incensed.
聚集起来。
They will gather.
到圣殿门口抗议。
And go and protest before the temple of God.
责备官长、文士、尊贵人。
Accusing and insulting this chief priest and the leaders.
哦，下一步是什么
？What is the next step?
神的殿就洁净了。
The temple of God will be purified.
所以我们今天不要麻木。
So today, let us not be blind.
不要好像跟我们没有关系。
Let us not think that this has nothing to do with us.
如果今天我们是外人。
Today, if we are outsiders,
我们可能觉得没有关系。
Then we feel this is nothing to do.
但是我们今天是外人吗
？But are we outsiders today?
有时候我们会发觉。
Sometimes we notice.
我们说来到神的殿，我们洗礼之后归入神的家，对不对
？That after we are baptized, we become members of the household.
我们成为神家中的一份子。
And we are a member of this new family.
讲。
We say this.
有这样知识上的认知。
We have this concept, this knowledge at the logical level.
但是有这样实质上的。的行为吗
？But do we have the same action in the essence of the whole
matter? 什么叫外人
？What is an outsider?
什么叫家人
？What is a member of the family?
这两样为什么有这么大的差别
？And where does the distinction reside?
我们到底是谁
？Who are we?
我们是外人还是家人
？Are we outsiders or are we part of the family?
我们在什么时候？我们常在什么时候看到我们表现得像家人
？So when is it that we see ourselves as family of God？
有时候来到教会哦。
We say that we come to the church。
我是家人。
I am of the family。
教会是我家。
This is my house。
所有东西都乱丢。
So I throw everything where I like。
我在家里就是乱丢啊。
Because this is what I do at home。
教会是我家。
And the temple of God, the church is my house。
东西浪费。
So I spend everything freely。
不，那个什么对。教会东西不爱惜
，and I do not take care of the things within the church。
那个教会很脏乱，也不会整理。
And if the church is dirty, we do not think about cleaning。
为什么
？Why？
教会是我家。
Because this is my home。
不信你来看。
If you don't believe me, come to visit。
我家就是这样。
This is the way I live。
所以说，我们这次学生联会
During this ritual convocation，
那个
for students，
负责的传道第一。上台第一件事就是讲这个。
The minister responsible for the convocation mentioned this as the first thing he said in the pulpit.
他说：“教会是我家。”
Saying, "The church is my home."
但是在访问之后
，But after visitation，
看到你们大家的家
，After seeing how you live，
让我们很担心呢、啊。
Makes us very worried.
教会是我们的家
，Because。The church is our home.
教会不是我的房间。
It is not my room.
我不要的东西就往教会丢。
Is what I don't want in my house, I just throw into the church.
买新的啦。
And I buy something new for myself.
放不下。
I do not know where to put the old.
丢掉浪费。
And I feel bad throwing it out.
怎么办
？What can I do?
教会是我家。
I remember that the church.
教会是我家的储藏室啊。
So the church becomes the storeroom for my things.
教会是我家仓库啊。
It becomes where I deposit what I do not want.
放到教会去啊。
So I store it in the church.
我捐给教会。
And I say that I offer it and donate it to the church.
以爱心的名义，我奉献。
All in the name of love.
教会是我家。
The church is my home.
教会什么时候不是我家
？So when is it that the church is not my home?
责任来了。
When the responsibility comes.
压力来了。
And the pressure is on.
请你帮忙做圣工。
Please help us with holy work.
哇，对不起，我是外人。
I say, excuse me, I'm an outsider.
我只负责。我只负责安息日早上11点到下午3点，这是我的时，这是我在这里的时间。
And my only time on duty is Saturday morning and also Saturday afternoon.
我的责任是来聚会。
My responsibility is only to come to church.
不要叫我做其他事哦。
Don't tell me to do other things.
不要忘了我是外人哦。
Don't forget that I'm an outsider.
我这个家人只负责聚会而已。
So me being part of the family, I only come to service.
这叫什么？
How do we call this?
这叫客人。
This is a visitor.
这叫外人。
This is an outsider.
所以我们今天说教会是我家。
So today when we say that the church is our home.
所以我们是这个家中的一份子。
That we are part of the family.
我们就要表现得像吧。
We need to appear that we are.
什么叫家人
？What is a member of the family?
今天在你的家中，你需要整理。
Today in the house of God, you need to put order in it.
这就是你的责任啊。
And this is your responsibility.
你不会去按隔壁的电铃。
If you go and ring the bell next door,
说我家很乱
and say, you know, my house is quite dirty.
你们帮我整理一下。
Can you come and help me clean?
你莫名其妙嘛。
People will tell that you're crazy.
你的家叫做什么？是你的责任。
Your house is your responsibility.
是你要付出努力的地方。
And you are the one who should put the effort into order and cleaning it.
是让我们用心去照管看顾的。
It is so that we can put our effort intocleaning the house of God and taking care of it.
这个叫教会是我家。
This is called the church is my home.
好，所以我们今天既然成为家人
，so today being part of the family.
我们今天既然是这神家中的一份子
，if we are called of the household of God,
那就不要再麻木了。
Then let us not be blind.
好像跟我们没有关系。
Saying and thinking it has nothing to do with us.
这个我是外人啊。
Because I'm an outsider.
这个只有这个要管孩子的时候。
And only when we need to discipline or take care of the children.
这个看到有什么问题的时候。
When we see a problem.
需要帮忙的时候。
When we see that help is needed.
打扫的时候。
When the time for cleaning comes.
我是外人啊。
We say I'm an outsider.
我来聚会就不错了。
It is good enough for me to come to service, don't you
think? 对我要求不要太多。
Don't ask too much of me.
所以我们的行为会表现出我们对这个家的态度。
Therefore, our actions, are a sign of our attitude towards the family of God.
但是不要忘了。
But never forget.
我们的态度会影响我们在神家中的地位。
That our attitude influences the place we occupy within the family of God.
这个地位不是人给你的。
And this position is not granted by men.
这个地位不是说我今天要让你做负责人、做执事、做什么。
When we talk about position, we are not talking about being a board member or a minister or nothing like that.
我们今天的态度会影响神看我们在这个家中的地位。
Our attitude influences the way God views our position within the church of God.
我们的态度会影响神看我们在这个家中的价值。
And our attitude also determines how God sees our value within the church.
所以不要成为一个没有价值的人。
So don't become a person of no worth.
不要成为一个麻木的人。
Don't become blind.
所以我们今天如果看到了教会里面出现买卖的事。
So if today you see business being conducted in the house of God.
甚至我们是有人接触想要做生意的对象。
Or if you see that someone wants to do business with you in church,
他们是会有点压力啊。
Then you might feel pressure.
为什么？
Why?
教会讲爱嘛。
Because the church talks about love.
所以你会有压力。
So you will have pressure.
你会不知道怎么办。
And you would not know what to do.
你怕拒绝伤害别人。
If you reject the other, you feel that you are hurting them.
但是你又知道这个是不对的。
But at the same time, you know this should not be like this.
所以我们要讲爱心。
So when we talk about love.
但是我们的爱心是在因为爱心拒绝他。
We should say and we should know that because of love we are rejecting them.
这个部分就不用客气了。
And now you should not fear hurting others.
因为你的爱心是为了对方好。
Because your love is out of for the benefit and the good of the other.
因为你的爱心的拒绝使得他不在教会里面做买卖。
Because of your rejection motivated by love, the person would not do any business in church.
因为你的拒绝使他不把神祷告的殿变成贼窝。
Because of a rejection, the house of God would not be turned into the den of thieves.
什么叫爱心？
What is love?
拒绝这些事情就是爱心。
To reject this type of things is love.
我们要勇敢。
We have to be brave.
勇敢地跟对方说不要。
And courageously tell the other no.
勇敢地跟对方说，请不要在教会里面做这种事情。
Boldly tell the others, this is not what the church
should be like. 请不要把神的祷告的殿当作贼窝。
Do not turn the house of prayer of God into a den of thieves.
这个才叫做爱心。
This is love.
爱心的拒绝。
This is a rejection of love.
这是需要勇气的。
And you need courage.
有时候啊，有时候接受反而是比较容易的。
Sometimes it is easier to receive.
拒绝才是困难的。
And the real challenge comes in the rejection.
但是为了对方好。
But for the good of others.
为了爱心的缘故。
Out of love.
我们要有勇气拒绝。
We need to reject the others with courage.
因为这样的事情是教会所不允许的。
Because the things are not allowed in the church of God.
是总会明文规定不可以的。
This is established by regulations of the GA.
是耶稣在圣经当中推翻的。
This is what Jesus overturned within the Gospels.
是神在眼中，神是神严严责备的。
This is what God rebuked very severely.
所以，为了爱心的缘故
，Therefore, out of a heart of love,
勇敢的拒绝
，we reject boldly.
好，所以我们在这里讲了三组人。
Now we talk about three groups of people.
买卖的商人
，the merchants.
谋那个 勾结的官长
，the compromising leaders，
麻木的百姓
，the blind people。
啊，我们今天要重新看一下自己。
So today, let us re-examine ourselves。
是不是我们在不知不觉当中成为这三组人当中的任何一组呢
？Could it be that unknowingly we have become a part of one of these three groups？
是不是在不知不觉当中我们被利用了呢
？Could it be that we were utilized and in this fashion？
使我们成为魔鬼扰乱教会的工具呢
？Have we become instruments of Satan who are to in the church to disrupt the order
of God？ 逐步在教会当中产生这种利益的瓜葛。
We progressively come to church to seek a profit，
产生人当中的混乱
，and to generate chaos within the members。
产生这种买卖，使神的殿变成了混乱的贼窝呢
？Doing business so that the church of God enters into chaos and becomes a den of thieves。
我们重新检讨一下自己
，Let us re-examine ourselves。
重新思考一下自己来教会的目的
，Let us think why we actually come to church。
重新看看自己。用什么样的动机
？Let us take a hard look at ourselves and seek our motivations.
如果发觉我们是这当中的任何一种
，If we realize that we are part of these three groups,
不要沮丧
，Don't be discouraged.
我们要马上校正自己的脚步
，But instead, make your way straight.
当我们发觉自己动机不正确
，When you see that your motivation is not pure,
我们要求神重新给我们造那个干净的心
，Ask God to give you a pure heart once again.
重新使我们。求神重新使我们立定正确的脚步
，Ask God to straighten your path and make your feet walk in the right way。
立下心志
，Make a determination。
我不要做那个牟利的商人。
Say to yourself, I do not want to be the merchant who seeks a profit。
立下心志
，Make the determination。
我不要做那个勾结的官长。
I shall not be the compromising leader。
立下心志
，Make a determination。
我不要再做那个麻木的百姓。
I will not be a blind person。
我们要像谁？
Who should we be like?
我们要像焦急的耶稣。
We should be like Jesus, who was greatly worried.
我们在这里看到主耶稣的动作是什么
？What is the action, the movement Jesus performed?
其实主耶稣在世的时候
we know that when Jesus was in the world,
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He said that I am humble and gentle.
所以耶稣的大部分的时候
，so most of the time，
都是非常和平，非常温柔的。
Jesus was very docile and very peaceful.
耶稣在世33年里面
，in the 33 years Jesus dwelled in this planet，
他的动作最激烈的是哪一次
？What is the most agitated action he ever made？
就是推倒银钱赶出牛羊。
It is to overturn the tables and cast out the animals。
洁净圣殿
，to purify the temple。
耶稣为什么会这么强硬
？Why was Jesus so insistent？
因为这件事情是没有妥协的。
Because there is no compromise to be made。
所以主耶稣没有跟他们商量
，Jesus didn't discuss with anyone，
没有很和平的问他们
，He did not start you very gently to talk to them，
没有委曲求全的做点妥协
，He did not beg or plead to anyone，
没有二话
，He did not think it twice，
直接把他推倒
，He just overturned the tables，
赶出去
，and cast them out。
为什么要这么强硬
？Why was Jesus so radical？
因为今天当这个圣殿。失去了那个祷告的本质
，because when the church loses the essence of the house of prayer，
圣殿就没有存在的必要了。
Then there is no actual purpose for the existence of the
church。今天我们的信仰如果失去那个纯净的本质
，today if our faith loses the purity within，
这个信仰也没有存在的必要了。
Then our faith is actually without a purpose。
所以耶稣为什么很着急
？So why was Jesus so apprehensive？
为什么动作这么激烈
？Why were his actions so extreme？
为什么态度这么强硬
？Why was his attitude so strong？
因为这是信仰原则的问题。
Because this has to do with the principle of faith。
所以我们今天对自己也要这样子。
We should do the same thing to our own。
对我们内心祷告的殿
，with as for the temple of God, our heart。
态度要强硬
，We should have the same strong attitude。
方法要坚决
，and we should be decisive in our method of operating。
洁净它
，We should cleanse our heart。
不给罪恶留下机会
，and leave no chance for sin。
不给利益留下机会
，leave no chance for profit to creep in。
推倒这个银钱的桌子，赶出这些牛羊。
Topple and overturn the tables of exchange and cast out the animals。
在教会也是一样。
The same thing applies to the church.
以这个整体的教会当中
when we consider the church as a whole group,
我们在处理这件事情也是态度要强硬。 那方法要坚决。
And when we deal with matters of the sort, we should have the same decisive method of doing things.
当然不是说我们要用很恶劣的手、恶劣的语气或方法。
Of course, we are not saying that we should use an iron fist and be ruthless.
我们是立场坚决，态度和婉。
What we do is to have a strong point of view and use our gentleness to deal with things.
但是原则是不变的。
But what does not change is the principle.
好，就像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus himself.
啊，同时我们要有一个认知。
But we need to have a certain understanding.
今天你这样子做。
Today when we act in this way.
啊，不只会得罪这些商人。
Not only you will anger the merchants.
你会得罪这些官长。
You will also anger the leaders.
同时你也可能会得罪百姓。
And likely you will also lose the favor of the people.
为什么会得罪百姓？
Why will you lose the favor of the people?
有人帮他洁净圣殿不是很好吗？
Is it not good that the temple of God is cleansed?
有时候人不是这样想的。
Sometimes people do not think
this way. 你让我很麻烦耶。
You bring much trouble to me.
啊，我还要跑到外面去买牛羊。
Because I have to go out to the market to buy this animal to offer.
你要我跑到外面去兑换银钱。
You want me to go outside to exchange money.
你给我增加了困扰。
You really bring much trouble to my life.
你给我制造了麻烦。
And you bring inconvenience.
有时候做正确的事情。
Sometimes when we do the right thing.
不见得会受到大家欢迎。
We will not be necessarily welcomed by others.
有时候为了坚持信仰的原则。
Sometimes in order to insist upon the principles of faith,
不见得会受到大家的肯定。
We will not be confirmed by others.
你以为主耶稣洁净圣殿，大家会感激他吗？
Do you think that the people thank Jesus for cleansing the temple?
不会的。
No.
但是主耶稣有没有做？
But did Jesus do it?
一样照做。
He did it anyways.
因为这是原则的问题。
Because this is a matter of principle.
所以我们今天在教会当中。
So today within the church of God.
我们处理问题的方式。
The way we deal with matters.
是需要用柔性的和婉的手法。
Needs on one hand gentleness and consideration.
但是立场一定要坚决。
But our principle shall not be moved.
同时要有一个认知。
And at the same time.
不见得会为百姓所欢迎。
We must keep in mind that we might not necessarily be welcomed by the people.
所以这是有时候坚持原则是要付出代价的。
So sometimes when you uphold your principles, you have to pay the price.
你愿意付出这个代价吗？
But are you willing to do so?
今天主耶稣为了他殿的圣洁。
Because Jesus was concerned for the purity of the temple.
心中如同火烧。
His heart was burning with zeal.
你呢？
How about your heart?
你看到教会的不圣洁。
When you see the uncleanliness of the church.
你看到人当中的利益的纠葛。
When you see a conflict of interest within the members.
你的感觉呢？
How do you feel?
有感觉吗？
Do you feel anything at all?
焦急吗？
Are you worried?
还是如同火烧吗？
Is your heart burning?
还是麻木冷酷呢？
Or are you absolutely numb and senseless?
所以我们今天要求主耶稣给我们造一个为神殿焦急的心。
So let us ask God to create a heart apprehensive for the temple of God.
让我们以主耶稣的心为心。
Let us have Jesus' heart as our own heart.
为了神殿的好。
All for the good of the temple.
为了圣殿的圣洁。
For the holiness of the temple.
为了信徒的敬虔
，for the godliness of the believers，
为了这个属灵的团契
，for the spiritual fellowship，
我们求主耶稣给我们一个为神殿焦急的心。
For these things, we ask God to give us a heart that is worried about the things of the temple of God。
因为有这样焦急的心
，and because of our concern，
求主耶稣给我们勇气
，we ask God to give us courage，
勇气来推倒那个兑换银钱的桌子。
Courage to overturn the table of the exchangers.
不管是在我们心中
，No matter if we are talking about our own heart，
还是在教会这个团体里面
，Or we are talking about our fellowship within the church of God，
给我们勇气。
Let us ask God for courage.
先推倒自己心中的那个兑换银钱的桌子。
To first overturn the tables of exchange within our heart.
在推倒教会当中那个兑换银钱的桌子
，and then go to overturn the tables of exchange in the church of God，
使这个贼窝成为万民祷告的殿
，so that in the end the den of thieves can become the house of prayer of all nations，
在我们当中看到神荣耀的彰显
，and then we can see and admire the manifestation of the glory of God。
我们一起唱诗101首
，let us sing hymn 101。
请坐。
Please be seated. We'll now make the morning concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中，啊，求主耶稣能够让我们看得清楚。
And when we pray, let us ask Jesus to give us a clear sight.
啊，当我们能够看到自己信仰的价值。
That we can see the value of our faith.
我们就能够放下世间的好处。
And then we'll be able to put aside the profit of the world.
啊，当我们能够看到这个永生这一条路最终的目标。
When we can see what is the end goal and the end destination of our journey.
我们就可以放下世界上对我们的利益。
We'll be able to cast aside the benefit of this world.
我们求主耶稣赐给我们智慧。
Let us ask God for wisdom.
使我们知道什么才是我们所追求的。
That we know what is it that we actually pursue.
更知道我们来这里所为的是什么。
And moreover, know why we are here.
使我们能够在这里成为真正主的主的一家人。
That we might become a family in Christ.
一家人是互相照顾的。
And in a family, everyone takes care of everyone.
在家里，一家人是互相关心的。
At home, we look after each other.
是不求自己回报是不求自己好处的。
We love unconditionally and without asking a return.
让我们在这里看到主耶稣的荣耀。
So let us ask God that we may see His glory.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。